This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a little Shakespeare. A very little Shakespeare. A look back at the 250th anniversary of the first American performance of King Lear. First, though, all the presidential candidates reach out to various groups to support them. African-American voters, labor, soccer moms, NASCAR dads. In the last election, President Bush got a hefty portion of Arab-American votes, 45%. Al Gore got 38% of them. But since 9/11, a combination of disagreements over Mideast policy and higher scrutiny for Arab-Americans has cost the president much of this support. Laura Seidel reports.
In the 2000 presidential election, Suleiman Ghali, a Palestinian American and president of the Islamic Society of San Francisco, enthusiastically supported George W. Bush.
I voted for him along with my wife and a lot of people that I know.
But ask Ghali if he will vote for Bush again?
Absolutely not. Not Bush, not Republican.
A lot has changed since the 2000 election when many Arab Americans were excited by George W. Bush. James Zogby of the Arab American Institute says his community was elated when Bush cited them during a debate in which he declared opposition to the secret evidence rule that permitted detention of immigrants without telling them why.
That sent a shockwave through the recent immigrant community. A candidate had spoken the name of the community in a national debate, had talked about their concerns and pledged support for those concerns. And that was a kind of recognition that they had never gotten before. They felt empowered.
Zogby says the 2000 election was the first time Arab Americans felt their political strength. But now, Zogby says, Bush has lost a lot of credibility with the community. According to a poll by the Institute, right after the World Trade Center attacks, more than 90% of the nation's Arab population trusted President Bush to protect their rights. In a recent poll, that number was down to just over 40%. The Islamic Society's Ghali says many Arab Americans feel the administration has targeted their community.
The issue with detentions, with the special registrations, with some of the statements that have been made by his administration, by people in the Defense Department.
Ghali is referring to comments such as those of Lieutenant General William Boykin, who told groups of evangelical Christians that Muslims do not worship a real God. Still, like most voters, Arab Americans have a variety of concerns. More than 30% of Arabs are registered Republicans, and Bush speaks to issues which are important to them, says Johnny Camas, president of the Republican Arab American Congress of San Jose, California.
They're happy with some of the initiatives that he's taken on lowering interest rates so more and more people can own their own homes, and they're happy with the on-hands approach to Medicare and all the other stuff that he's doing on an economic and domestic level.
But even Camas admits Arab Republicans are deeply disappointed with the Bush administration's failure to protect their civil liberties. Many are unhappy with the president's lack of progress in negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. And there are mixed feelings about the situation in Iraq. The size of the Arab American population is in dispute. Camas estimates it's about 3.5 million. The 2000 census put it at less than half that number. Nonetheless, Arab Americans make up a significant voting bloc in some pivotal states, such as Ohio, Michigan, and Florida, says Zogby of the Arab American Institute. Zogby thinks the president could still regain much Arab support before the 2004 election.
I mean, the power of the presidency is such that a signature on a bill or a statement of one sort or another or some action that is decisive can always be helpful. The president always has the ability to change opinion.
But it might be hard to get back trust with some voters. Arab American worshippers at this small mosque in downtown San Francisco, like Walid Abu Waya, say they have become skeptical of the president's promises.
When he's closer to the elections, that's when he's trying to get the votes just to, for political gains, nothing else. That's how I feel, and I have talked to some other Muslim friends that's how they view it, actually.
Nonetheless, the Bush campaign says it is already hard at work in the Arab American community, and 8 of the 9 Democratic candidates have come to speak to national Arab groups to date. All this confirms the feeling more and more Arab Americans have about their growing political importance. For Day to Day, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.